Assistant County Manager Jana Yun reported that just for the period of 2015-16, 23 states looked at some 77 legislative proposals to ban plastic bags. A number of cities and mountain towns have banned the bags, often with fees charged for paper bags. Yun said in 9 or 10 cases, state legislatures have approved prohibitions against such bans. She said in cases where the plastic bans have been revoked, that's due to referendums, legislation, or a reaction to lawsuits in court. The staff reported a number of factors in favor of the bag ban. The bags utilize fossil fuels, they create unsightly litter, clog up streams, and they're costly to recycle, and it's increasingly difficult to find operations that will handle the recycling. At the same time, County Landfill Superintendent Tim Loveday said from his perspective, the bag bans are emotional or political decisions, not necessarily based on science. But he added that nobody hates the bags more than him, since he has to chase after them at the county dump.
When those things are ejected from a garbage truck, it is an absolute nightmare for us to deal with them. That makes them, to me, primarily a nuisance issue. That's something we control with fence and daily cover, and we keep fighting. And we need to do a better job, throughout the public and throughout training the public on how to manage those plastic bags if they're going to be here, because we don't do a very good job of that right now.
He said his big priority is diverting waste from the landfill, but he said plastic bags don't take up much space. They're less than 0.1% of the trash, or about 23 tons a year. He said a plastic bag ban means their cost to manage waste goes up some 700%. That's because consumers turn to paper bags.
Paper bags use more clean water to produce. They take up more landfill space. They produce more greenhouse gas, both in their manufacture and once they're placed in the landfill. So to address plastic bags without addressing paper bags just compounds the problem even more.
A ban also means that the sale of bigger 4-gallon or 8-gallon plastic bags increases dramatically, and those bags have thicker material. One complaint has concerned the impacts of plastic on the oceans, and Loveday said as a sailor he understands that. But he said data shows that 95% of the plastic pollution in the oceans comes from 10 rivers. 8 of those in Asia and 2 in Africa. The U.S. contributes less than 1% of the problem. Loveday said there can be a health and safety concern with reusable bags. In his house, they have reusables, but they also use plastic for items like meat or produce. He cited a recent study.
San Francisco was the first municipality to really jump in and ban bags as a major municipality. 5 years after that, George Mason and University of Pennsylvania stepped in and did a study. And what they found there was that the bacteriological fatalities in that locale increased by 50% after the ban of bags, and ER visits increased about the same amount. So those type things have put even our own representatives in the health department at great concern on whether, from a safety standpoint, is it safe to ban bags or not, is the bottom line. It's chicken and meats and stuff leaking into the bags.
Contaminating others.
Right. They don't wash them.
However, County Council Member Glenn Wright wondered what the data is from Europe, where citizens have had reusable bags for several years. He also said he's had a bag for 7 or 8 years, just recently washed it for the first time, and he has not gotten sick. Wright also asked if a community could ban both plastic and paper bags. Loveday said that's been done in Hawaii, and one simply gets accustomed to it. Jana Yun also said they have to be mindful of how restrictions might impact low-income residents. She noted her experience working in Denver city government.
The big concern was the impact of because you could still get bags at the store, but you would have to pay a fee. Mm-hmm. That would adversely impact lower-income folks. They're on food stamps or whatever to do their groceries. So I think it would be more incumbent upon us if we were to do something like that to provide reusable bags free of charge to accommodate that situation. I think that's the only comment I have. I I think if you are going to do that, you have to still provide an alternative.
Assistant City Manager Jana Young. County Council did not make a decision on a possible ban. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.